I've always had a love of movies, briefly entertained being a film major. So when I ended up in political science doing research, I needed a break from my traditional area of research. And I said, hey, we know a lot about how politicians and military officials are portrayed in the movies. What about run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file civil service?
Is the idea, did you do it thinking, do you believe that this has an impact on how people perceive civil servants?
That's a great question. And there's a lot of debate in the academic literature as to whether or not movies affect people's perceptions or people's perceptions and thoughts affect the movies that are made.
It's a chicken and the egg question, isn't
Absolutely.
it?
Absolutely. I was just interested if what we saw in Hollywood's big blockbusters mirror what the academic literature says about people's experiences with civil servants.
Excellent. And let's talk, we'll get to the details of the how people are actually perceived, but how did you go about doing this? I know you looked at, as you said, the big blockbusters. Over how long a period of time?
Sure. We looked at the top 10 grossing films from 1992 through 2006.
Okay.
So that gave us a sample of 150 films.
And then you would, if they included, because not all those movies have government people in there, but probably a lot of them do, don't they?
A lot of them do. We had over 300 individual civil servant characters that had at least one line of dialogue were coded.
And then you make an assessment of, how do you make the assessment as to whether they're positive, or their portrayal is positive or not?
We prepared a worksheet, like instrument, with a battery of questions, both about government as on the whole in the film and about each individual character that was being coded.
Wow.
And from those questions, we then collapsed some of the responses.
And so I've made people wait a whole 2.5 minutes, but let's give them a sense. How are our feds portrayed, or our government, civil servants, portrayed positively or negatively?
On the whole, government employees are portrayed well. They're portrayed as knowledgeable. They're even portrayed as good-looking, which kind of surprised my colleague and I on this project. Yet what was fascinating in the research is government on the whole is portrayed very negatively in all of these films.
And we were talking a little bit about the portrayal of politicians, and it seems like you do have cases where a politician, you know, makes the change and changes the organization, but oftentimes it seems like they're portrayed fairly negatively. So did any of this surprise you?
No, it really didn't, I'm sorry to say, because the findings that individual experiences with civil servants are positive, yet negative perceptions of government writ large dominate society. You know, when you ask anybody, what do you think of government? Nobody responds well. But if you were to stop and say, hey, what do you think about your local law enforcement or the teacher, your public school teacher, or even the postal clerk when you went to mail a package? Our day-to-day experiences with government are positive.
And you looked at how the films reflect the makeup of current government servants.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
We found, and again, we only had the data for the federal civil service,
right,
to compare. But generally speaking, the civil servants in the films didn't quite mirror the demographics of the federal civil service, at least.
Ethnic or male, female, or yes?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Did that surprise you? That's, I guess, doesn't really surprise me either.
I can't say that it surprises me either. We tend to glamorize, Hollywood tends to glamorize whatever they are portraying.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that average citizens are very well represented in terms of the demographics of the civil service, in terms of age, ethnic, all of the variables that you've mentioned.
And we should note that you, when you did the research, you didn't distinguish between, you just looked at whether it's a civil servant, you didn't look at levels of government or things like that.
No, we didn't in this research. I'm continuing this research as we speak now, and that's one of the questions we were very interested in.
Oh, now, was there a change over time? Were earlier movies more positive or negative than later movies, or has it been pretty consistent all the way through?
It has been pretty consistent.
Huh.
One of the questions my current research endeavor is looking at is pre and post 9/11.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I would think particularly immediately post 9/11, you know, you have a lot of people who might be shown in more positive light, but I guess we've
had a lot of films that look at first responders, and they are portrayed, for instance, very heroically.
I know some of the films that are on there are like movies like some of the Harry Potters. They all are in the top 10 in that period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost hard to think of, as I was reading your research, I was like, hold on, what government people are portrayed in Harry Potter movies? But of course, there's the whole, essentially, I guess, British public servants in there.
Right. And we looked at... I'm not as familiar with those movies, but they're members of the Ministry of Magic,
right?
Which
yeah,
is a government entity.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite as you were going through all your movies? Was there either a favorite or one that you went, oh my goodness, I didn't like that?
Well, I think one of the quintessential films that sums up sort of the research too is Batman Begins, for instance. You have civil servants, both law enforcement. You also have the assistant district attorney, played by Katie Holmes, who they're all portrayed well. But the problem is government is somehow corrupt. Why else would we need Batman in Gotham City?
Yeah, it does speak a lot to, I think, how people feel. You need this. You need somebody to break through all the, I guess, bureaucracy almost.
Mm-hmm. And we have a long history in this country of not having favorable opinions of government from our founding.
And as I was reading the research, one of the things that I kept thinking about was about how essentially it's a lot of government people who are fighting the bureaucracy. And I sometimes get frustrated because people always say, you know, call feds bureaucrats, when I think in many cases they're almost victims of bureaucracy as much as they're purveyors of it. And so it was interesting that, at least in my experience, that sort of lined up with what is actually happening out there.
Absolutely. You talk to most civil servants, their number one complaint is the bureaucratic red tape.
You said that the research is continuing. Where's this go from here?
We are expanding the pool of films, and we're also going back and looking at the films also in the sample that you're talking about to look at questions like you've raised. What level of government? We're also going back and adding in politicians from those movies and military officials to see what comparisons we can draw between civil service and these other populations.
And do you come out of this, at least this research so far, with what's your overall take?
Film continues to be the most accessible art form to the average American across any kind of demographic you want to look at. So I think it's important for us to at least raise the question of how are government officials portrayed in the movies that we watch all the time, and what's the directionality of that influence? Are we moviegoers influencing Hollywood, or is Hollywood influencing our perceptions of government or reinforcing negative perceptions of government?